Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying,
hey, man.
Hope you're having a great Monday. Some rain is going to move into the area a little bit later. Be weather aware. Mike Bell, we are counting down to mandatory mini camp here over the next couple of days, and we're going to be up there on Wednesday. And when it comes to our Falcons, we do have some things to discuss. If you're just joining us, Braves did lose and get swept over the weekend to the Giants. We've been spending a lot of time on it today, and we're going to talk with our buddy Grant McCauley and go around the yard. He covers the Braves and MLB for us, and there are just some things right now that are troubling about this team. And again, I think, you know, a lot of people didn't understand why they decided to bring back Craig Kimbrell and then decide within a day or two of bringing him up and allowing him to pitch, he doesn't have it, and you know, DFA'd him. And, Mike, that was one of the things we discussed. We'll ask Grant if he knows the answer to that, but that was curious within itself.
Yeah, I said to Carl to start the show, I said one of the first things off the top of my head, Albies with a boneheaded play, Murphy with a boneheaded play, which cost you the game, game two of the series up in San Fran. And then why did you do what you did? Did you not know what Craig Kimbrell was or wasn't through like his second week in Gwinnett? And then just to bring him up to the show? And I think some people said, look, whatever you think about what he's got left in his tank, isn't he owed a little bit more respect than that as a guy that was a pretty good Brave? So it just seems like, are you literally throwing stuff up on the wall and see what sticks?
It feels that way.
You know, I said to Carl Earl, you know, Griffin Canning, guy that was on this roster, I've mentioned all the time, you know, you're always looking for value, and he brings in guys who never heard of his pitchers who pan out. This guy slipped through the cracks and is killing it for the Mets this season. So, you know, that's the thing. So I'm going to get on about Alex, because Alex has done some pretty amazing work, I think, with one hand tied behind his back. But now a lot of guys on social media are saying, guys, you're not giving Alex Anthopoulos enough heat for where this thing is. And so we'll get into that as well with Grant.
Yeah, lineup feels flawed at this point. But when you're putting guys, as they did over the weekend, the last four guys in your lineup, nobody's hitting. Nobody's hitting. Whether it was Eli, Mike, whether it was Harris, Verdugo, like, no, it doesn't matter how you situate them. And that's been part of the problem. The last four guys in this lineup are dead. Like, they're not helping your offense at all.
Ronald had that strange at bat. Five pitches, not one swing.
Yeah.
That was like late in the game, so a lot of guys are asking, what's up with that? Like, I'm not going down, not trying to open a can of worms. Acuna's like quiet quitting, which guys are already starting to say on the text line. But Riley, Olsen, Ozuna, I mean, these guys were all part of that 23 team. So these guys, I've shown the ability to rake. They're not doing it now. Murphy, you know how I feel about him. He's batting .214 for the season. You know, if you can't hit, can you at least catch the position? And he couldn't do that for you on Saturday.
Grant's on the way, guys. Let's talk some Falcons, because with Aaron Rodgers officially signing over the weekend with the Steelers, where's the landing spot if, in fact, you're going to move Kirk Cousins?
Mm.
Now, as we've discussed this the entire offseason, and, Mike, I think a lot of Falcon fans have said, look, I'm just come to the resolution that he's going to be here. He's going to be our backup. We're probably going to see him on Wednesday when we're there, more likely. I don't think anything happens between now and then, but it doesn't mean that something doesn't happen between now and training camp. And remember, the Falcons could part ways with him. We're past that June 1 date. It's going to cost them $10 million outright to release Kirk Cousins, but it's not $35 million.
Right.
And you could, you know, split it up over the 2 years, so Atlanta would pay something, what, $27.5 million against the 2025 cap. Bottom line is that this is going to be something that is going to continue to be talked about. And you say, well, where are the landing spots if you still wanted to move him? Guys, I don't know. Because here's the deal. If his demand, as we understand it, is to want to be a starter in this league, You guys tell me where that's happening and where he's going to go and not compete for a job, more likely with a younger guy that's in the league, Mike, or a team that maybe just drafted a quarterback if, in fact, that team was interested in trading for him. Everybody keeps talking about, like, the Saints, right? They're in a trouble spot. Right. They got two unproven guys. Spencer Rattler was there last year.
But they're going to roll with Shook. I mean, if I'm them, don't you roll with Shook and see what he can do?
Well, I don't know.
From the jump? I mean, you where he was drafted. And then also, worst case scenario, you're in the lottery for whatever's going to be rocking and rolling next year.
Well, see, that's how I think the Saints are thinking. Kellen Moore is like, okay, even if my—
Not the lottery, but you know what I'm saying, like the top 10 picks.
Yeah, even if the quarterback situation is not what I expected, the bigger picture for the Saints is— It's a tank year. Let's be honest. They're rebuilding. I know you guys don't want to buy it, Saints fans. It's the facts. I don't expect the Saints to win more than six games this year, if that. So if you feel that way, Mike, why would you invest in a Kirk Cousins to come in and say, hey, we're trying to win, when I just think that's a false narrative for them?
The only way we get Kirk Cousins off the books between now and the start of the season, or the first few weeks of the season, if somebody on a contender gets hurt. And if you go look at all the backups, there's basically, Carl, two-thirds, maybe three-quarters of the NFL is dead in the water when their starting quarterback goes out. I mean, if Stafford goes out, you could maybe laugh or shrug, but you have Garoppolo, the guy who played in the Super Bowl. I mean, that's better than two-thirds of what everyone else has as a backup. So if you're looking for that, where are you getting Kirk Cousins off the books? Somebody has to lose their starting quarterback, and then you get them over a barrel, and then maybe we could actually get something more than a fourth-rounder for Kirk Cousins. Of course, we won't have it till next season.
He's here. And he's going to be here. And his options are slim.
No, there's nobody trading for Kirk Cousins now. And he'll be here at minicamp because, as we said, you know, you don't want to get jammed up with your contract. You got to be there for – this is the mandatory stuff. So they expect him to be there for 3 days.
Yeah, I just don't think that the Falcons all along were willing to just give him up for nothing and take the financial consequences of what went along with that.
You always said it. You always said they'd be rolling. But again, and there's nothing wrong with that theory, and we're going to do it, but just it is contingent on somebody needing a QB.
Well, the thing that I think bothers a lot of folks is just the money. The money doesn't add up, right? You're paying your backup more than you're paying your starter, and that was all predicated on him being the starter. But there's nobody paying more for their backup quarterback in the NFL than us. And that just doesn't sound or feel right. So I think that's what doesn't sit right with a lot of Falcon fans. Like, man, that don't make no sense. We could be doing something else with that money. Well, technically, it's still going to count against the cap. You're still going to take a hit even if you released him. But that's why I just feel like, you know what, we'll keep him. And look, I don't even want to say this is like punishment, Mike. I don't want to say that because some people have even insinuated that to me. Well, you know, you said he lied to them, and so maybe they're just holding on to him to kind of say, hey, this is the get back. This is a business. If you're not helping me win, I don't need you on my team, and I don't know if Kirk Cousins this year is going to do that for us. But the reality is, guys, he's not going anywhere. And I just think as we talk about the one place where we thought, hey, they might be interested, it's off the board now, and that was Pittsburgh. Right.
And now, you know, that Minnesota thing, he's not going he's not going back to Minnesota. They're going to go roll with J.J. McCarthy, and that's all there is to it. They were a slight outlier for Aaron Rodgers, who's going to speak with them. Can't wait to hear what that's about. I'd love to be a fly on the wall for Arthur Smith and Aaron Rodgers. Can you argue that these two guys are made for each other after our time with Arthur?
Look, I think—
I just can't wait to see how this dynamic plays out.
I maybe feel differently about this. I think Arthur is going to allow him to come in and say, what is it that you want to do? And adjust that offense. Everybody thinks they're going to be run first. I don't believe that. I think you have a quarterback you trust pushing the ball down the field. And the problem becomes, Mike, outside of DK Metcalf, who else scares you in the wide receiver room? That is something that potentially could change. But I don't think this is going to be Aaron Rodgers handing the ball off three downs in a row, guys, in a punt. That's not going to be this. So I feel like if Arthur Smith is smart in this situation – where maybe he didn't trust the guys that he had last year, this may be your last opportunity, Mike, because if this offense doesn't work, do you guys realize they didn't score a touchdown? They went seven quarters after week 11. They didn't score a touchdown last year, and they lost their last five games of the season, in the regular season. And then they get into the playoffs, and they lose because of the offense. So I don't think they're just not going to allow him to push the ball.
Well, again, I said to Carl last week, I mean, DK Metcalf, Robert Woods is like 50, Calvin Austin – The plucky Scotty Miller, not exactly a murderer's row wide receiver since they made the trade with Pickens to get him off the books. So I'm curious about the playmakers there. You know, Freiermuth is a stud at tight end, but there is an interest in Jonnu Smith because we all know Arthur's got his guys, and Jonnu's arguably he certainly outplayed Pitts. You know, the time he was here.
Yeah, I don't know how it's going to play out, but that's just my feeling, man. You got to be Mike. If you're going to win, you got to push the ball down the field. You cannot be afraid to do that. And you're bringing in Aaron Rodgers, and you're going to tell him, hey, we're going to hand the ball off, you know, two-thirds of the time. I don't believe that. I still think they'll do play action. That's always been a part of his offense, but I don't think they're just going to sit on it.
Jalen Warren, the running back from Oklahoma State. I mean, it's you're looking for the pop on the playmakers on the offensive side. That's why I felt if you're Tomlin, did you do enough on the offensive side for this squad? Metcalf was a big trade, and I know that at the end of the day, eventually, everybody's going to get fired. If you don't go to the playoffs and you don't win, just like here in Atlanta for the general manager, I'm just saying, all of a sudden, in the last couple of years, Mike Tomlin has become Marvin Lewis in Cincinnati, where you're going to the playoffs every year, but you're not doing anything. So, and I know the quarterback situation was kind of bizarre world. So I'm really curious to see what Justin Fields does in New York. They're going to really release the hounds and let him be the dynamic guy he was at times in Chicago.
They could have drafted one. They were in position to do it, and they decided that this was not the class they wanted to do it in. Mm. So, you know, they draft Will Howard, but that's late. And Howard's a guy, in my opinion, I think he's going to be a backup in this league, Mike, and probably a serviceable guy, make a lot of money doing that. But I don't see Will Howard as a starter, and that's why the Steelers were just waiting patiently on Aaron Rodgers to make this decision.
Earlier in the show, we were talking about the sack numbers last year, next to last in the NFL for this team. One of the things I can't wait to see at the minicamp when we're out there on this week, Wednesday, we'll be doing a show live, is to see what Pierce looks like since we spoke to him as the day after he got drafted.
Yeah,
Jalen Walker's a stud. Looking forward to seeing all of these guys out there. And again, it is what it is, just mini camp. But as Carl said, try not to be the hype man, knowing how much we try to put the work into the defense to retool it, to find some playmakers. And hopefully we got a nice mix of guys, young athletes at the safety position, the corner position, that can kind of do some of the things that Ulbrich wants to do in addition to everything we've added. And guys, we haven't even seen the full potential because we haven't seen them on the field, like Braylon Trice, like Ruka Roro, Looking forward to seeing what these guys are going to do. Yeah. Just curious if Ulbrich knows what he's doing.
Well, we're going to find out pretty quickly.
Can't lie to you. Carl, I can't lie to you.
Can't lie to you.
Let's hope Ulbrich knows what he's doing.
We're going to find out pretty quickly here. Hey, guys, I want to remind you that with Atlanta United season in full swing, be sure to join Jason Longshore every Tuesday night for Atlanta Soccer Tonight. Jason has you covered all season long on the latest Atlanta soccer news, guys, and Atlanta United. Make sure you tune in Tuesday nights on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, and available the next day at the Off the Woodwork podcast on Odyssey. All right, coming up, Grant McCauley's going to join us. We're in a funk. That's the only way you can describe it. And we got to get something going. Can we do that in Milwaukee? We'll recap what happened this weekend and talk to Grant McCauley coming up on Sports Radio 9.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original slab pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
92-9 the game. All right, Grant, we get swept again. Let's start there before we talk about tonight and trying to get right in Milwaukee with Chris Sale on the hill. What is the issue here, man? I mean, like 14 of 17 games we've lost. We're 10 games under 500. Is there something specific, or is it just we're not playing well and nobody has answers? Where are you at on this whole thing?
I mean, they're not hitting. That's the answer. I mean, that's the long of it. That's the short of it. That's the one thing that if they started doing would change the complexion of the season, would change their trajectory, would change the general mood of both the team and the fan base and local radio hosts. Everybody would just feel a lot better if this form at levels in which they have in the past. And you look around that clubhouse and you look up and down that lineup and you see, well, this guy's an all-star. This guy's an all-star. This guy's a silver slugger and an all-star. I mean, there's the resumes are there and they're in the prime of their career. And this is where I think you guys are struggling and I'm struggling to come up with the answer, the reason why it's going the way that it is. But I did my due diligence. I went down to the ballpark when the Braves were in town and talked to some of these guys. I talked to Austin Riley for a long time about the approach that they're seeing and the feeling that they're trying to, I guess, battle their way through individually and collectively when it comes to the opportunities to hit with runners in scoring position in particular. I mean, people wonder, like, well, what are we asking these people? When are people going to ask some tough questions? When are we going to get some answers? And trust me, I understand it. And so I had what I felt was a very candid conversation. You can hear it on From the Diamond. It's wherever you get your podcast. You can find it on the Odyssey app. And Austin said, we are getting attacked differently. And we are kind of, I think, caught in between needing to be more aggressive, but also kind of being in that mindset of the old traditional baseball approach of, all right, well, we want to take some pitches. We want to work the pitch count up. We want to knock the starter out of the game and get into the bullpen. But then it feels like the pitches we're taking are the ones we should be hitting. And the ones that we're hitting, we'll get some mistakes every now and again, but we're just not quite there. So I think they're trying to find, to make a long story as short as I can, a way to be the right kind of aggressive to get the damage done that they need to get done with runners on base.
We were talking about this earlier, Grant, as Grant McCauley, best baseball man in town, joins us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. The Ronald Acuna at bat was weird. Five pitches, didn't swing the bat once. Should I read anything into that? Or just was he frustrated? Was it born of frustration or just he was looking for his pitch?
I mean, it could be either one. And from at bat to at bat, sometimes change. I don't think it was anything more than, you know, trying to work counts in general. And then in some cases, just being a little bit confounded by an opposing pitcher in a particular at bat. But I don't think it was meant to send any kind of underlying message or that there was anything cryptic about it.
Okay.
One-run games are Achilles' heel right now, kind of has been. And the two-run games, I mean, one or two runs, right? We're 13 and 26. I mentioned this earlier, Grant. So that in itself, I mean, one-run games, that's baseball, right? When you're playing better teams, that's usually the determining factor on whether you win a series or you win a game or not. And we can't find a way to get over the top on these one-run games because we're not getting blown out in these games. That's the other thing Mike and I were talking about. It's not like we're being humiliated. I mean, we've lost we've been outscored by a total of, what, 8 runs during this skid?
Mm-hmm. And that's the confounding thing about this, Carl, is that, I mean, and Alex Anthopoulos talked about this last Monday. It's like, well, I'm looking at the run differential, and I feel like we should be in a better position than we are. Now, that doesn't absolve everyone of what the actual record is. Everybody recognizes that. But when you're trying to feel around for either answers or some kind of confirmation that, hey, maybe we're not far off, That's one of the things that you can look at. But the Braves are 9-19 in one-run games. They've played by far the most one-run games of any team in baseball, and they are 10 games under 500. And here's why. They have lost their last 10 games decided by one run, including the last five games overall in this seven-game losing streak, which, by the way, is their second losing streak of seven games this year, right. Something that had not happened since 2016 when some guy named Freddy Gonzalez was let go and some guy named Brian Snitker came in. I mean, things were very different then. The expectations for that club were a lot lower than this team, and they also did not have the firepower of all-stars and silver sluggers and Cy Young winners and whatnot. So, you know, the Braves just find themselves in some very unfamiliar territory. Clearly, they're in a tailspin here, and much of it is of their own doing in terms of not being able to control their own fate by getting some of the hits they need with runners on base. But they've got to figure out a way to score runs. This is not something new in 2025. We can look at some of the injuries that contributed to it last year, but that's not really the case this year. You waited to get Ronald. Now he's here. He looks like a star, and the club is 3-12 with him back in the lineup. I just did not have that as the return of Ronald Acuña Jr. I thought, if anything, we're talking about what can ignite the club, what can bring a little bit of fire, a little bit of passion, a little bit of energy, a little bit of emotion. Well, check, 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 check for Ronald Acuña Jr. That's the kind of player that he is, but that has not been able to have a transitive effect on everybody else in the lineup.
We know it's way too early for any kind of trades because, you know, that sort of plays out in the month of July. Although it's always somebody who, you know, fires first, you know, when it comes to making these kind of moves. The thing about this team, when you touched on it, maybe they're pressing at the plate. Okay, you can't hit, fine. Don't stink in the field. Sean Murphy on Saturday, that pass ball drove me crazy. I hate when catchers backhand stuff. I mean, get your butt over there and save. The guy's 90 feet away. Stop the baseball. And then Ozzie with that boot. So is that just a manifestation of whether just pressing is affecting other areas?
Are you talking about the pass ball on Friday?
All right, Saturday. I said Saturday, Friday. The one that allowed the winning run in extra innings in the 10th inning.
I believe that was Drake Baldwin, was it not?
Well, then I can't complain about Sean Murphy if it's Drake Baldwin.
I would have to go back and look. But look this way. I mean, here, we don't even need to split hairs or pick nits about it. You have no margin for error. And the Ozzie play, obviously, loomed very large on Sunday. The pass ball, whether I'm right or you're right, is irrelevant. That's the kind of thing that just can't happen either. Mm. The real misery, irony, whatever you want to call it, cruel fate for the Braves, the twist was, Pierce Johnson came in the game and picked that guy off to get out of the previous inning. Right. I think when you pick a guy off to end an inning, he shouldn't be able to go out to second and start extras. But that is something baseball probably won't get with, and that's just my own take on it. But every little confounding and frustrating thing is magnified when you're not able to come through with, you know, bases loaded, nobody out, second and third, nobody out, and you're not able to turn what should be a big inning into any runs at all, right, and not able to do big damage there. We saw that again on Saturday. Bryce Elder pitched the game of his life, but still, even with a two-one lead coming into the ninth inning, you're probably on the edge of your seat wondering if it's going to be enough. And unfortunately, for Pierce Johnson and the Braves, it was not.
You worried about Strider at all?
Not really. And I'll tell you the reason why is because it was going to take reps and a while for him to get comfortable with being who I think he truly can be and will be. But doing it right now, again, this is another thing that I think gets magnified because you're not winning the games that you need to. You're not doing some of the little things that you could to win games, including the one Spencer Strider pitched on Sunday, by the way. I mean, he's not a big reason why they've lost, you know, some of his starts. Some have been perfectly adequate. A couple of them have been pretty bumpy. But I do think that he is making some progress, but he's just not there yet. And with that in mind, I think the only way for him to get there is to pitch. They don't need to move him to the bullpen. He does not need to become the closer just because your other closer is struggling. And you certainly don't need to option him to the minors, because my next question would be, all right, well, what super prospect do you have to bring up and replace him with? And the answer is none. There's nobody down there that's more experienced and more driven than Spencer Strider to, you know, get himself on track and help the Braves win. And I can tell you, it's eaten him up inside to be out there, not because he's, you know, prideful about an 0-5 record. I mean, I know he doesn't like it, but this is a guy who values competition and winning over everything. And that's the kind of guy that you want in the clubhouse to continue to grind it out and work with everybody else. I think it's somewhere in the aggregate, right, Mike? You're trying to get the best out of everybody that you can. Mm. And some days your best is not good enough, but you got to get out there and try it again the next day. And I think that ultimately is where the Braves have found themselves for a long time, is trying to fight through that time where I don't know if you guys have ever seen that motivational poster where the guy's been digging and digging and digging, and there's a big hole, and on the other side of the little wall, there's a room full of, I don't know, gold or diamonds or treasure or whatever. But the guy stops digging right there. I mean, that's kind of, I think, where the Braves are in a lot of ways, if you want to put an analogy or a picture to it.
Sorry, Grant. I said Saturday. It was the Friday night game. It was the 5-4. That was when the Murphy, it was ruled a wild pitch. I thought he should have made the stop on that when they lost in 10. Grant McCauley's with us, guys, here on the WadeFord.com hotline. I know we asked you about the buildup to it. It just seems so strange to have Craig Kimbrell in the minors for just under a month, and then he shows up for one game and he's gone. So what was that? What was the Kimbrell experiment about?
I can tell you of the many things that have gone on with this club that just don't really have an explanation. That for me just seemed like maybe an unnecessary exercise. I mean, everybody knew what he's not, more so than what he is what he's not right now anyway. And what he wasn't was an answer and a lever that I think you needed to pull if there was even the possibility that you weren't going to at least test drive it for a while and see if this guy could help you out. I mean, we're sitting here talking about what amounts to the seventh or eighth guy in the bullpen. You're not talking about the all-star closer, Craig Kimbrell. If his stuff didn't impress you in the minors, if it didn't look good enough, if you didn't feel like he could make an impact, I don't even know why you go through the exercise of bringing up somebody with his track record and his resume and then cutting him loose after one day. And Craig Kimbrell, I mean, a lot of people were like, was there more to this? What's going on with it? I mean, the Braves outrighted him, and he elected free agency. So clearly this wasn't something that he was thinking, you know, well, I'm just going to bow out gracefully. This was just a move that was made, it appears, out of maybe desperation. But to me, if you were going to go another direction that quickly, just bring up the other guy you were thinking about bringing up, and don't even ring that bell.
Tell us about this Milwaukee team, what we're getting into here over the next few days, and Chris Sale being on the hill tonight.
Yeah, you're going to get into another club that is a playoff contender. Go figure that the Braves are going to face as they try to turn themselves around. Look, Chris Sale has been masterful this year. I mean, he had that slow start, I know, but that feels like ancient history. The way he has been pitching lately has been vintage Chris Sale, the Cy Young Award winner Chris Sale, the guy that the Braves need to once again go out there and give them a great pitching performance. He has been the dictionary definition of a tough luck pitcher this year, though. The run support primarily, or more times than not, hasn't been there for him, but he's going to go out there and try to give the Braves the basis, the foundation to go and win a game. They're going to have to find ways to score. I think the Brewers have been a pretty clutch team lately. They've caught fire over the past few weeks, and they're in a tough division with the Chicago Cubs. They've also got the Cincinnati Reds, who I think are going to be a tough team in that fray, and we'll see how that one all plays out. The Cardinals are playing a better brand of baseball this year than I think people thought as well, and also the Pirates exist. But overall, I think there's a path to the postseason for the Brewers, and they're playing like a team that wants to get there. So the Braves will have their hands full for the next 3 days, that's for sure.
I know the fans vote, but who would be your all-star for the Braves?
Oh, that's an interesting question. I think Chris Sale is the obvious all-star to me. The pitchers, though, aren't really on the ballot. Other than him, it's really hard to look at anybody and say they've got a compelling case above and beyond other players. But if I had to pick one that I think deserves to be repping the A, as they say, at the all-star game for the Braves, it's Ronald Acuna Jr.
All right. Grant, we'll see what happens, and hopefully we can get moving in the right direction. The good news is the Rockies are coming to town soon.
Is it, though? Is that good news?
It should be.
It feels like, all right, maybe that's the spark. Who knows? Grant, thanks so much. We'll talk to you tomorrow, brother.
Thanks, guys.
All right, guys, Stukes and Bell, this is where we've been all day. And I said to you on Friday, I said, if we come back in here and they get swept on Monday, we're not going to be feeling too good about this. And we're not.
You know, I'm looking at it right now. I'm at Major League Baseball's All-Star website. You know, the website, you can vote already.
Sure.
And it's just, there's nobody on the Braves numbers that match up with any of the elites right now in the National League.
You're having a hard time finding it.
Yeah, because I want to root. I'm trying to pull for Austin Riley, Manny Machado. You know what I mean? You look at second base, it's certainly going to be Ozzie Albies right now. It's hard.
No, it is. Hey, man, when we come back, the Hawks make a move, or actually two. And what does it mean? If you haven't heard, stay right there. It's Dukes and Bell. The Hawks are set to hire New Orleans Pelicans GM Bryson Graham as their senior VP of basketball ops, and Peter Dinwiddie, he is the executive with the 76ers. He is going to be hired as our senior VP of strategy and analytics. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
What does that all mean, dude?
Great question, Mike. It means that we are not hiring a VP of operations to oversee all the things that we thought were going to be that individual's responsibilities. Hmm. Instead, Anse Sala, who is the interim GM and how is our general manager, he took over when Landry Fields got let go. Mike, they're both going to report to him. So at least
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
As far as what we know right now, and we'll talk to Steve Koonin later in the week about this, but the Hawks are filling in the blanks, but they're doing it in a different way than we thought. But remember, Steve Koonin said to us, I don't know. You know, we got people that we feel very comfortable with. I even reported that a couple of weeks back when I talked about Toronto's general manager possibly being a candidate and that they really liked him. They talked to a bunch of people, but they're doing this in a different way. And by the way, both of these guys, Graham and Dinwiddie, both bring extensive experience. I mean, Dinwiddie's been with the 76ers. He was with the Pacers for 14 years, and Graham's been in New Orleans, Mike, for 15 years with the Pelicans.
So, again, what does it mean, vice president of hoops ops, and the other guy's going to be strategy and analytics? I don't know. I said on Twitter, I go, hell if I know. But hopefully they had all three put their heads together. Anse Sala, for those who don't remember, he wasn't the general manager of the Golden State Warriors, but he was involved in the front office.
Yep.
And brings that experience. We've asked the question. I was talking to Caleb Johnson earlier today, who covers the Hawks. I said, does it mean Nick Wrestler's kid is no longer involved? Because remember that big article that came out like a couple years ago in The Athletic and saying that there was a big, you know, falling out between Travis Schlenk, and it goes all the way back to the DeJounte Murray trade, and that he had his own dudes. If he is less involved, okay. I don't know if he was qualified in the first place. I know these guys do have years in the NBA. I mean, the 76ers, you know, that process did sort of play itself out. So not sure what exactly Mr. Dinwiddie brings to the table. But look, guys, it's not that complicated, I don't think. Spend some money. Get out of the stupid aprons or whatever the tiers are, Carl, and the luxury tax that are precluding you from being locked into the playoffs. Add Trae Young, an all-star, a bona fide star. You know, Miles Turner looked pretty darn good to me last night in a losing effort. That's a guy I'd love to get a shot at.
Yeah, I agree. And when you say what are our issues or what are our problems, I just don't think they're that hard to identify. Now, Whether or not you're going to bring in the right people to help in those problems with those problems, that's a different conversation. But when you say, hey, what are the Hawks lacking? That's not hard to identify. So let's hope that these guys can come in, work as a collective group, Mike, but they will again, as far as the structure, will report to Sala, and we'll see how this goes. This is a big offseason for the Hawks. We've said this, and you know, I don't want to downplay this by just saying, all right, we let our general manager go, and we got some guys in the front office. Like, they need to do something now.
Right.
There has to be improvement.
I mean, this rut now of the play-in game, 22, 23, 24. I mean, when does it end?
When does it end?
And we talked about, you know, the Eastern Conference, the Celtics dealing with their own injuries and their own contracts and things they've got to have to turn over. The Knicks, apparently, Day-Day was saying, our producer, that Jason Kidd, apparently the Knicks are very mutually interested in this deal. I don't normally agree with Stephen A. Smith. I like what Stephen A. said this morning on ESPN. I wish Mark Jackson would get another chance as a head coach. Guy with a Knicks tie, kind of got railroaded in Golden State because he didn't align with the political viewpoints of the ownership out there. But he was a guy that kind of laid the foundation for what Steve Kerr took over.
Yeah, no doubt. And look, I think for Kidd, everybody keeps saying, well, what's the deal there? If you guys don't remember, Nico Harrison, who's the general manager, didn't tell Jason Kidd he was trading Luka. Matter of fact, he didn't tell anybody. And if you were the head coach and you were building around this guy, and you had a great relationship with that guy, and you didn't find out that they were trading him, how would you feel? I don't know if the trust level is there if I'm Jason Kidd. So when you say, why in the hell would he want to go to New York? Well, you got a championship-caliber team. At least that's what they believe. They need to tweak some things. But, Mike, you also get out of a situation where, like, okay, yes, you're going to get Cooper Flagg, but Cooper Flagg's not coming in, and he's not Magic Johnson. He's not going to lead.
That's going to be a process.
Yes, he's not going to lead the Mavs to an NBA Finals in year one. I think the kid is very talented. But so that's what I think Kidd is thinking. Is like, you know what? This might not be a bad move for me. And on top of that, hell, Nico Harrison might not even be there moving forward with the way things have played out. So we'll see. But AD, Kyrie, and, you know, they're going to have Cooper Flagg, hopefully. And that's kind of what the Mavs are looking at least for next season. But, Mike, I feel as though for us, it's still the Eastern Conference is up for grabs. And we've talked about it. And I just feel like you've got to be aggressive. You got to make some boss moves. And I hope the guys that they're bringing in are going to be willing to do that. No. In Graham and Dinwiddie and Anse Salah.
So, you know, what does it mean to the average Hawks fan? Like I said, you know, this sort of word salad of job titles for these different dudes that are coming in. Just please fix this team. You know, I mean, as we said, the big decision for this management, whoever this, now you know what your management team is. Okay, so I know Anse Salah's been probably wrestling with this for a minute. Is Trae Young going to stick around? Trae Young can opt out after this next season. You can look it up. Some guys don't want to believe that. But if you're Trae, do you feel I can't really build my brand here in Atlanta? I take hits, you know, for the All-Star consideration, the Olympic team. Do I want to go someplace else? Or can you, you know, or do you, or does a general manager and this group of people look at it and say, maybe we've hit the high point with Trae? See, I don't agree with that. Until you have a real star with Trae, everybody else that's out there playing has got multiple players, juice, depth, something we just haven't had. You know, John Collins wasn't that guy. Jalen Johnson, we hope, is that guy. Got to stay healthier, like Reece Sachet, but he's still a year or two away. But to me, Trae's never had that. You know, we talk about this, however you want to dynamic it, the Pippen thing, the fellow Splash brother, he needs that guy.
Yeah, I just look at the Pacers, and they have a lot of very good players. I don't view Siakam as a superstar. He's never been viewed that way. He's got a ring, but he's never been viewed that way. It's like he's a very good complimentary player.
Glue guy, though.
Yes, but if you put him on this team, it makes a difference. And that's what I'm saying. Like, you put him on the Pacers, he makes a difference. I look at the OKC, Mike. They got a lot. Like, do you look at Chet Holmgren as a superstar in this league?
No, but he actually showed up last night.
He did show up.
Didn't show up in the first game, but yeah.
But and I'm just saying all this to say, like, it's the right pieces around their star. Halliburton has the right pieces around him, which is why they won. Mm-hmm. Guys, the Pacers started the season off terrible. Nobody thought they were going anywhere. Halliburton was hurt. He comes back. They go on a run. All of a sudden, they get hot, and you see where they're at. The OKC has been this way all year. But they put the right pieces around SGA. And my point about that is, with Trae, Mike, I don't know if you're going to be able – some people just like, oh, go get Kevin Durant. That's not the answer. It's getting the right pieces around him, which these are these complimentary pieces that he really hasn't had. We thought it was DeAndre Hunter. It wasn't. We thought it was Cam Reddish. It wasn't. I mean, Bogey was good for a few years, but he wasn't that dude. So when you start saying, is Jalen that guy?
We got to stay healthy. Shoulder injuries, not a knee injury, but still an injury.
Right.
Not on the court.
Is Dyson Daniels going to continue to improve? I think he is. You might have a nucleus here with some tweaks that might be able to get you there.
But you gotta spend some money. I mean, because I don't want to hear that, you know, when it came to the Hawks in the 2025 offseason, we spent $39.9 million and not 40 or over. And I just would love to see how these guys kind of navigate this, you know, the world of the cap and not find a way to get into some degree of expenditure that provides everything we need, all the things we talked about. You need a center, right? You need some help in the front court. You need another wing. You know, I mean, there's a lot of, I mean, I think you're happy with the backup as far as the point guard situation?
Well, look, with Bufkin? Kobe Bufkin was out last year. I don't know if we have enough to judge him on yet.
Right. But Trey needs, you need more help in the front court. I like Okongwu kind of being a four if that fits. I'm not sure how Quinn Snyder feels about that, but you need some pieces. And here's the other thing. You know, I'm excited about what the real estate thing's going to look like, but people, just like with Braves fans, we don't want to hear about you buying parking lots. We need to be buying players. So go buy some players.
All right, man. Chris Thomas has got the night show coming up. Wednesday, we're up at Flowery Branch for mandatory mini camp. Want to remind you, Lazy Dog Restaurant and Bar, that is for our Father's Day contest. Again, for those people who have participated and won, they're going to be out there with us hanging out after we get done. We're going to do the show from out there on Friday, though. Looking forward to that leading into Father's Day weekend. So a lot to look forward to, guys. Make sure you stay up on everything. Go to the website, 929thegame.com. All right, Dom, we got to clear the way and get out of here for Turtle. Tomorrow, by the way, we'll see what the Braves do, man. And look, it seems like every series, Mike, has started, and we go, well, this is when they're going to get right. Hasn't happened. And then they win a game, and you go, okay, well, can they win a series? And then they don't. So I don't know at what point where you just say, I'm just going to let this play out. Because I think Braves fans have been saying, this is the moment, this is the moment, this is the moment. You thought they'd go out to San Francisco this weekend and go, this is the moment. And they were close, but they couldn't finish.
No, man, look, you talked about it. 9-19 in one-run games. And then Albies, you know, boots that ball. Friday, you had the A.J. Smith. I should say you have the Sean Murphy. You know, I said it was a pass ball. It was a wild pitch. But that's a play that a guy who's supposed to be as good as he is defensively has got to make with the game on the line in extra innings. Talked about all the other mental miscues. Talked about these crazy at-bats where they're not working the count. You know, as Grant said, they're kind of chasing their tails with their approach. So I don't know how you fix it. As one guy said, look, if you guys start screaming at these guys, it's a team problem. It's not about the manager. He said you picked up the wrong guys. We've talked about everything you could be doing. You fired a third base coach. That didn't seem to light the fire, Carl, underneath this team. Is the hitting coach next?
Ozzie, Harris, Nick Allen, Eli White. Those are your lineup issues right now.
Yeah, Nick Allen can't hit.
And it doesn't matter.
It was a nice story for a minute.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter where you're putting them. And even if you put them at the bottom of the lineup, that's been the fundamental problem.
But the thing is, the good news is Braves fans out there, they still go back and look at 2021. I will give you two names, Freddie and Freeman. He was on that 21 team. There's no Freddie Freeman, not even remotely close, as far as the intangibles, the leadership, the clutch. And had been there in the boards and the battles. He you know, he learned from the other veterans that came through this franchise before him. You know, last year, you know, you had Travis d'Arnaud to help you grind your way to that wild card position. I just don't see that guy in this roster right now.
All right, man, let's get out of the way. We're back at it tomorrow at 2:00. Let's clear our throat. Hey, thanks to Grant McCauley, also our buddy Connor Riley for stopping by. Great interview with Connor talking about the new NCAA, or check that, really the new ruling that was made. It's not the NCAA, it's the new enforcement organization that's going to monitor payments from schools and boosters, and obviously with the way football and basketball and all sports and college sports is going. Great stuff from him. Go check it out, odyssey.com. Dom, the Dominator behind the glass, thank you so much, and our executive producer, Day-Day. All right, Mike Bell, Monday in the can. Let's see what the Braves do tonight. We'll be back to talk with you about it tomorrow right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Mike Bell, clear your throat.
Hey, man, you just kind of mentioned it there, talking to Connor Riley about this resolution. We thought once this judge finally signs off on this thing out west, we're going to finally have some closure. But the thing is, now you got actually more questions still remaining. Like, you're going to have this valuation system in place. Deloitte, without Touche, Carl, will decide just how legitimate an offer is. So if I want to go get that big tackle from Missouri who winds up with Miami, they might now say, no, Miami. $422 million is too much. Then that guy and his lawyers get together and they sue the NCAA. I still think there's one more lawsuit coming down the pike on this one. And eventually, the fear that these guys would have a CBA, that means the players could go on strike? I thought this was the cure-all. Not necessarily.
This is our worst stretch since 2016. I'm talking about the Braves. That team didn't have stars. It didn't have a lot of things. They were building to get to a point where they felt like they could win. And to be quite honest, Braves country, we've won a lot. Over the last 7 years, We won a couple of, well, we won a World Series. We've been to multiple LCSs. We've had MVPs. But maybe this team is not going to be able to find its way out of this rut. And it's something we're going to have to face. It's been a long time since we felt this way.
Mm.
And that's why it hurts. Hey, if you love the show.
You tell your friends.
If you don't.
Your wife just informed you. You've got to take the cat to the vet tomorrow.
Mm.
But enough about me.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves. Swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair. And translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.